Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are anchor moms.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. We are coming to you via Skype. It's like the olden days. It's like pandemic days here. Karen's not feeling well, but we had to, in typical mom fashion, we had to get this podcast in because we have so much going on. So it was like podcast today or don't podcast at all sort of situation, right?
Yes. Sorry. So if I sound a little, my son, I was like getting ready to go to work this morning and it was, of course, my son who was like, "Mom, you sound awful." And I was like, "Ooh, do I?" And then, of course, my husband was like, "Yeah, you don't sound good. You probably shouldn't go into work today."
And you were like, "Oh."
It's like, "Oh, okay." I mean, you know how it is. Like, you don't feel well, but like, you're a mom. So you just keep going.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Katie, you had a big week last week. You
still recovering from that preschool
graduation ceremony.
Let me just tell you, preschool graduation ceremonies are like maybe one of the cutest things. River graduated preschool last week. And I'll tell you, friends, you know, she started preschool. And speaking of pandemic, she started preschool in the middle of the pandemic. Everybody was wearing masks. It was very stressful. Brian and I wondered whether or not we should, you know, it was that like, she's three, should we send her, you know, it was like a rocky start. And now here we are, 2023, and our girl's a preschool graduate and kindergarten, here we come. Here we go.
Crazy. Yeah. Did they do at our kids' preschool, they ask them what they want to be in life?
No, but River has already told me this must be something people start asking you. So she'll be five in just a week or two. So this must be something that's on either people are asking her about it. It's on her mind because she's already told me that she's going to be an artist, Karen.
Oh, okay. Well, she is very good with the markers.
She does like a marker. You know, we haven't really talked about what her what her long-term financial strategy is with being an artist, but
or perhaps backup plans. I think my kids, I think Ella Ray said ballerina and I think Henry said construction worker.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, I don't think this is necessarily something we need to really focus on because they're 5. But it's always cute. I'm glad you had the time. And tell everybody her little gesture she made as she walked down the big aisle.
Okay, so if you follow me on Instagram, you can see this in my reels on Instagram. This was a new thing. She solemnly walked down the aisle of her. It's a church, so the church, you know, the preschool church, very very serious. And then she looks right at my husband's recording it. She looks right at the camera. And he's like, "Good job, sweetheart." And River like flickers her tongue. She sticks her tongue out and everybody like sort of laughs. But then this is the part you don't see in the video. She continues whilst the songs are going on and the whole ceremony to like stick out her tongue. And so afterwards I asked her like, "Hey, like, here's the thing." And you know this because you're a mom. If you say too much about it or make too big of a deal about it, then you are sure that she will continue to do it for the next like couple of weeks at every place that she's not supposed to do it. So I didn't want to make too much of a deal about it. And I said, "Hey, what's with like the tongue stuff?" She said that she was waving with her tongue. That was her.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
her hand was not available. Her hand did not make sense in that moment.
Her hand was not available, but nonetheless her tongue was. But yeah, it was cute.
Congrats.
Yeah, I won't lie to you. Like, I have loved this preschool that we have sent River to. It's been so good for her and it's been so good for us. We have such good friends. I love the parents. And I can't, I know this is such a cliche, but it's so true that time goes by so quickly. I cannot believe that she's going to be 5 in a couple of weeks. And I can't believe she's going to kindergarten next year. It's, you know, it's like a whole nother, it's like a game changer in life too, you know, like full-time school. I think it's, I don't know. I just, it's going to be, I'm excited to be podcasting in the fall because I'm sure there's going to be some bumps in the roads there too. But I mean, right now it feels like a big deal, and I'm excited, and I'm much like River, excited and apprehensive. Every day she asks me, she wakes up and she goes, "Today, is it kindergarten today?" No, girl.
You're like, you got a few months.
Couple months. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a whole summer to get through.
I know. Yep.
Oh, congrats to her. She's going to do awesome in kindergarten. She's ready. She's so ready.
Don't you think? I will say this, and this is just like side note. We don't need to dwell on this. River's birthday, she has a June birthday, and so many kids at her preschool – not so many, but a couple of them are holding their kids back. I have a cousin who has a son whose birthday is like just a couple of days before River. They're holding their son back, and it has made me pause for a little bit. I hope we're doing the right thing.
You are. If it makes you feel better, you know, of course, because of Bennett's birthday, she will not start kindergarten this year. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about pushing her up and just putting her into kindergarten when she's not supposed to be in there yet, because I think River and Bennett are just ready. I think they're just kids who are ready to go.
Yeah. And Bennett's birthday is in November, so she won't be 5 till November. So that's how she misses that cutoff.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So she won't do it till next year, but okay. So let's get to our articles. So the first one, this is funny, Katie. Some of my mom friends actually sent me this article, and I was reading it and thinking, oh, we should talk about this on the podcast. And then literally the next day, get the podcast rundowns from Katie, and here it is.
Yeah.
So very timely. It is called Welcome to the Era of Very Earnest Parenting. This is from the New York Times. So this author talks about, you know, she opens up with this playground scene, another little kid hit her kid with a shovel or something. And, she sees the parent go over and very tiredly say, "I see you're frustrated. I see that this is hard. I see that it's not easy that kid took the shovel from you, but this is not the way we respond," you know, yada, yada, yada. Clearly like the script of gentle parenting, right? You know, she's obviously like trying to do the gentle parenting thing. So anyway, so the author talks about kind of where we are as parents right now in our generation. And she talks about how, and I followed both of these people very closely.
We've talked about these people.
Dr. Becky, the article talks about both Dr. Becky and Big Little Feelings, two big kind of parenting experts, I would call them, that a lot of moms right now are following and kind of using their advice and their parenting style. The other thing I thought that was funny that she said is the snark from Gen Z is out, you know, like no more using snark when you're parenting your children.
Right.
Now it's the kind, try hard, do as best as you can, kind of millennial train of thought, which I thought was kind of a good way to describe it. And she also goes into other generations as well. You know, Dr. Spock and like just other parenting models that previous generations had used, and how every, you know, there's just this kind of cycle of different, models and examples and trends when it comes to parenting. But she kind of goes into why it's so hard for us right now, in this age of very earnest parenting, and how it, you know, it is kind of a challenge, I think. And I think that we are kind of caught a little bit, I feel like a little bit in the middle of generations, right? Just in terms of parenting style, the way I was raised, and how I should be disciplining and raising my children.
So yes, and I know you buck against this trend, but I am very much a millennial. Like I see it in many of the decisions I make, my thought process. And you know, my husband Brian's a couple years older than me, and he's always like, "I wish you would stop being such a millennial just with everything you do." And it is true that, in fact, he frequently thinks that I'm like, because I'm that totally that person who on a good day, you know, I do, like, "Hey, like, I can see that you're frustrated, River, and you really want this cookie. I totally get why," you know, and he's always like, "Are you freaking kidding me?" Just like, "No, she's already had 3 treats. River, you can't have a cookie," you know? But I tell him, I do, and I've talked about this before on this podcast, is that when I was like growing up, I felt very much, my sister would sometimes disagree with this, but I did feel like people, nobody had like time for me, and people were always like, I'm sorry that you, like, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry, Katie, that you want a cookie. Like, get over it. And like, it, I,
the
like,
snark, even, the snark.
Yes. Even now, I like sort of remember, I don't know that I would have articulated this, you know, as a kid, but even now, like my reflections are kind of like, I felt like my parents a lot of times were just busy and didn't have time for me. And like, they didn't care. Like, I don't care if you're homesick, like you're sticking it out at camp, you know, which is the exact opposite, of course, of, you know, this like gentle parenting millennial stuff. So, you know, it is a lot. And sometimes when you're freaking tired, you do kind of want to be like, she talks about like, you know, this parent at the playground is like, oh, I can, you know, I'm sorry that you're feeling this way. When really the parent just wants to be like, just like, stop it, just stop doing it, you know? And it's a lot. It's a lot.
So the article talks about though, the reason behind it, right?
Yeah.
And the driving force is that you want that really strong relationship with your kid in 20 yeah. years. So the article talks about this is the long game, not the short game.
Yes.
And moms right now, a lot of moms who are going full throttle with this gentle parenting model are hoping that this will reap benefits for them later in life when their kids yeah. are young adults and even adults, and they'll have a closer relationship with them at that point because of the way they parented when they were a small
yeah.
child. So I feel like that's important to mention what kind of the end goal, of this.
Yeah, I mean, that's a quote. Yeah, we are in it for the long haul. So we're willing to sacrifice and talk about feelings and talk through something that seems very unimportant, like hitting with a shovel at the playground or a cookie, because we know that the payoff, i.e. a better relationship with your kid, having better adjusted kids, is worth all of that, which I gotta say, I think is true.
Yeah. it's funny, in the article, they talk about how, which I can totally see this, and I feel like my parents sometimes do this, an older gentleman,
yeah.
you know, at a birthday party or something, and he's just like overhearing the gentle parenting talk and is like, oh, you've gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
Like, come
yeah.
on,
yeah.
folks.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And I do feel like that. Sometimes, I mean, as you mentioned, I'm not like full bore gentle parenting, but you know, I do try to talk about our feelings and kind of, I would like to think I'm kind of a mix. It is funny because I can sense that even from my parents sometimes
yeah.
when I'm trying to do that and they're like, no, like throw the kid in time out. Like
yeah.
they messed up. This is not acceptable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's funny. I, you know, I'm sure that this conversation has happened for centuries, right? And there have been different models and different ideas of what is going to work or not through the years. You know, I have to believe that I don't think we're going to get to a time in 30 years and say, oh, yes, this whole generation of children
this was it.
Is yeah. better because, you know, we used the XYZ model. I mean, obviously, so much of it is personal and individual and what your kid yeah. is like and what the parent is like. But it is interesting to think about kind of the bigger picture of how each generation has done things so differently.
Yeah. And you got to pick some sort of parenting model. I mean, that's what I wrote. I was
right.
like, you know, if you don't stand for something, then you stand for nothing. Right. In other words, like
yeah.
you got to like, what's your plan? What's your like game plan here in this whole parenting saga? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you got to do it somehow, some way. And I mean, it is funny. It talks about how like Instagrammers and influencers, which I'm totally guilty of, like I'll like totally, if Dr. Becky like talks about like, okay, how to get your kid to like brush their teeth, I'm like, oh, I got to watch this like reel. Let me see what she's like suggesting, you know? So
mm-hmm. I will say too, and I put this in my notes, I do think there's a difference between Dr. Becky and Big Little Feelings and a lot of these influencers, right? Like I do feel like sometimes we, excuse me.
Bless you.
Bless you. I think I'm done now. Sorry.
Okay.
I do think that we kind of lump all of these influencers and all of these parental advisors into one category. And I do feel like sometimes, you know, they're not all the same, right? They have different, I personally love Dr. Becky. I think she's I'm 100% with most things she says. But it is interesting because I think that there are a lot of differences even within that particular style of parenting,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's interesting. This article is, I like how they talk about like the cringe factor is that millennials mm-hmm. like aren't afraid to be cringy, which I think is probably true too. So.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, yeah. Let's move on to Ma.
Mom's the word.
This is one you know and okay. I think you like because all of okay. our children enjoy it. It's those stampable markers.
Oh, yes.
That we always have in tow. Anytime Karen, like our kids get together, you know how you like pack all the stuff. We always pack rubber stampables. They are double-ended markers, and then they have stamps on them as well. There's 18 of them. And not only all of that, but they're also scented. So it's like a whole, like, it's like all the things you ever wanted in a marker and more. We got them from Santa, and actually we're on our like second pack of them. Like we got them one set in December and we love them so much. We're now on like our second set. They're kind of expensive though. And I guess I didn't realize this since they came from Santa. You can on Amazon, they're like $19.50, and then you can get them from Ooly makes them OOLY for $16.99, and Michaels has had the same price. So I did find that to be a little pricey for a couple of markers, but they are like River loves them. And every time we take them somewhere like to the lake or to a restaurant, like the other kids enjoy them as well.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I did know that they cost that because after we saw Rivers, I put them in my cart and they are still sitting in my cart. Cause I'm like, oh, I don't know, $20 for markers. Like we have a lot of markers in our house.
Yeah.
But they are amazing. They're amazing.
And they're cool.
The stamp
cool
on the other side is what really sells it.
Yeah. So if you're traveling soon, we're going to get to that. Mm-hmm. Karen's taking a plane trip with all the kids. If you're looking for something or like it's a good birthday present because it's like a little bit of a splurge, stampables, and you can get them a couple of different places and they're cool. Even adults are like, oh, these are really cool. So
yeah,
check them out. Okay. Second article comes from the New York Post, and care.com did this survey of moms. It's a poll, and it's called the superhero traits most good moms possess. And it's basically just a percentages of how, you know, moms feel this way, that way. This is a percentage that feels this way, blah, 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 blah. 73% of moms are confident in themselves and their momming skills. They surveyed 2,000 moms, and 8 in 10 believe they are the driving force of the family and that their family would be lost without them. I think this should be like 10 in 10 moms.
I don't know what moms don't feel like that.
Yeah, like okay. What? Yeah. So it goes on to talk about some of like the biggest challenges. So the top 5 skills moms are confident they have: problem solving, nurturing, multitasking, organization, time management, and communication. And the top challenges mom face of those surveyed, managing your child's education and school-related activities, lack of time for self-care and personal interests, financial struggles and budgeting, navigating your child's health and medical needs, and dealing with behavioral or disciplinary issues with your child. So I thought these were spot on. I don't know about you.
Yeah. One of the ones I did not agree with, 72% feel guilty for hiring help. I feel zero guilt for hiring any help. I want more help. I want all the help. And I do not feel guilty about it.
Yeah. I sometimes feel guilty. I'll feel guilty. Rivers, I've talked about this, how incredible my nanny is. She's more like family, but she would like set up these like play dates And I would be working and I would feel bad because a lot of the moms were able to make it to these play dates. A lot of them were, you know, they're stay at home moms. And there are like on a couple of occasions where I felt like, I sometimes feel guilty I'm not sure how much guilt. I mean, for us, I think it's just a necessary part of our life. Like we could not work without hiring.
Yeah. Help,
right.
I want more help. I want all the help. I want like live-in help. If I could afford it, I would have live-in.
I know,
help.
Right?
The other thing I was going to point out, it said that like one of the opening lines was 73% of moms think they're the best mom in the world. 80% feel that their family would be lost without them. You mentioned that. I have to say, I do not think I'm the best mom in the world. In fact, I have no idea how I'm doing. Some days I feel like maybe I'm not a great mom. Mm-hmm. But I mean, hands down, my family would be lost without me. So it's kind of funny. I was like thinking about those two numbers. I'm like, well, I'm definitely in the camp of my family would be lost without what I did. But I have no idea if I'm doing it well. I'm not confident I'm the best mom in the world by any means. Sort of like, I have no idea if I'm raising wonderful children or not. Hopefully. But anyway, it's just funny that I felt like those were kind of in the same sentence. Like they go hand in hand. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know that being the best mom in the world is the same as like carrying the weight, you know?
Well, and I also just feel like, doesn't it just depend on the day? Like sometimes I'm like, yeah, I really like nailed that. Like nailed today. And then there's other days where you're like, yeah.
Struggle bus.
Like that did not. Today was not a good day. So I guess maybe this survey was catching moms on like a really good day, you know?
Maybe. The last article of the day. I really do love my kids, don't we all? But being away from them is utter bliss. This made me laugh really hard.
I know, me too.
So it's this couple who has two kids, and they talk about how they went to a wedding, young kids, we should say. And they went to a wedding and they decided to leave the kids with grandparents and go just the husband and wife. And the description of this 4 days, 3 nights away from their kids is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's written, the dad wrote it, but, you know, he just talks about, of course he loves his kids. He loves parenting, but it's just a lot of work. And then, he just goes through, we stayed up late. We slept in, we had no schedules. When we went out, we were holding hands, like dancing giddily in the street because we didn't have to carry, like slump around all of our kids' snacks and stuff and strollers and diaper bags and all the things. Anyway, he talks about how the other parents there on this trip who did not have kids were basically just like, what is wrong with these people? Like they are being so insane. And I can totally picture it. And I mean, we unfortunately have not gotten to take a trip like this in a long time. But when you do get any time away, I mean, even if Gregory and I have like, you know, a babysitter for the night, I feel like we're like, whoa,
I know.
And just, you know, it feels like you've won the lottery and you're like in Disney World or something, even if you're just like down the street at the local restaurant.
I like this. We took a dip in the pool this morning, you'll say to your deeply unimpressed childless friends. Together, you'll add, all but wiping tears from your eyes. Like it is true, you know? Like just that sense of no obligation or no like, oh, I really want to go here or there, but like, do we have enough snacks? Like,
Do we have time?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I love a good, and then at the very end, he's like, yeah, we came home like refreshed and excited to see our kids. And they like, didn't even notice we were gone. Yeah.
Win of the week.
So we have a win. I wish it was that I was getting to take a trip with my spouse and leave all the children at home, but it is not. But it's almost as exciting, perhaps. I don't know how River is on this. For people listening who have kids in the, you know, 4 to 7 year old age range, I feel like biking is a big thing, right? And for some reason, our kids have been totally uninterested. And I have no idea why. They have friends who bike, they see biking, but they just haven't really expressed any interest in it. Ellery would rather like jump rope laps around instead of biking. I have no idea why. It's not the quickest form of transportation, but in any case, finally, somehow something clicked and Henry decided he really wanted to start biking. And so he's been working on it with Gregory kind of here or there. And it was funny because the other afternoon I was, busy doing stuff. And he said, I'm going to go outside with Dad. And I just wasn't really paying attention. And I look out the window and that kid is riding his bike with
awesome.
No help, no training wheels, nothing, in the cul-de-sac right by our house. And I was so impressed. And so I think more because I didn't realize he was there yet.
Yeah.
And then I hadn't really been keeping up with the progress like I should probably. And I just looked out and was like, oh my goodness, Henry is riding a bike all by himself. And so I like started screaming out the window. And anyway, it was a very exciting moment for our family. But I will say it is so nice to know that one kid is now they can carry themselves on a transportation mode. Like that's huge for
trust me. We have been working with River. You know, River loves her scooter. I don't know if your kids love her scooter.
Same. That's how Ella Ray is.
She loves her scooter and she's good at it. Like we took her scooter to birthday parties and other parents are like, wow, River's really like into that scooter. I'm like, yeah, she like scoots her. She's been scooting around the house like on that thing since she's been like, I don't know, 3. But anyway.
I don't know why some of them just really want the scooter instead of the bike.
I don't know, because it's easier, less scary. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But we have been working. In fact, the neighbors, our mutual friend neighbors, keep giving us, people have just been giving us bikes. They have given us a bunch of bikes.
Same.
We have, so now, I'm not kidding, we have no fewer than 6 bikes in our garage. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so we got to let's, we got the resources here. Like, let's go ahead and do it. So she can ride it with training wheels, obviously.
Right.
And she's interested, but we'll see. I mean, now is the time. It's about to be summertime. Like, let's go, let's get this. But I've already told Brian is like the bike rider in our family. You know, he's really into like mountain biking and cycling. And I'm like, this is like, I'm delegating this to you, Dad. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Yeah. It is exciting.
It's
a good day. So now we just have to get 3 others on their bikes, and then we could like take a bike ride as a family. Someday.
I'm sure Sam's almost there, right?
Yeah, he's getting real close. Yeah. all right. Well, hope you have some sort of win this week as well, and have a good one. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.